This is an interview with Mrs. Mary Welter O'Meara for the Beaverton Oral History Project by Shirley Tanzer. The date is October 28, 1982, in Mrs. O'Meara's apartment. This is tape one, side one.
Mrs. O'Meara, where did your family come from?
Luxembourg.
That's Germany?
Germany.
Mm-hmm. And when did they come to this country, or about when?
Before they were married. I don't know.
Are you the oldest in the family?
Yeah.
So it would have to be before about 1890.
Yeah, about 1890.
Mm-hmm. And where did they go when they came to this country?
Where did they what?
Where did they go in the United States?
Well, they came to Chicago because they had relatives there.
And where did they go from Chicago?
Well, from Chicago we went to Hammond, Indiana.
Why did they go to Hammond?
Well, after they got married, we were all three when they went to Hammond, Indiana. So they'd had the three children.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
You were all born in
Chicago?
Yeah,
in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. What were the reasons that they came to Oregon?
Well, they didn't like it back there. My aunt and uncle didn't like it, so they all decided to come to Oregon. My uncle had a brother in Woodburn here.
Now, what was this uncle's name?
Sears, S-E-R-R-E-S. And so they landed in Oregon City.
Now, how did they come to Oregon?
We came on a train. We all came together.
Do you remember the train ride?
Well, I do, yes. I was that old.
I think I
was about six.
Mm-hmm.
And the others are just a year younger.
Mm-hmm. So your sister was five, is your sister next to you, and your brother was four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that year that you came to Oregon would have been about 1899, would you say?
Yeah, around there, yeah.
So it was just before the turn of the century.
Yeah.
What was the train trip like?
Well, we had never been on a train before, and of course it was all new to us, and
who was on the, now there were your brother, your sister, your mother, and father.
Yeah, and my uncle, and aunt, and I think they had two children, and they landed in Oregon City, and they built greenhouses in Oregon City, and my dad built these in Beaverton.
Now, why did your father come to Beaverton rather than remain?
Well, I don't know, really know that, but Beaverton was just a mud hole. But anyhow, that would be in on where Lombard Street is now,
mm-hmm.
and Alger. There's apartment houses there now. The greenhouses have all been torn down years ago. So,
did your father ever talk about what his reasons were for coming to Beaverton?
No, not particular. But he didn't want to go to Oregon City. They didn't like Oregon City. And so they came to Beaverton.
Was there somebody who helped them get settled and build the greenhouses here in Beaverton?
Well, yes. They had a carpenter. And first he built two, and then he built the others later.
How many greenhouses were there in all?
Five.
Oh.
Yeah. There's only four, I think, on there, but there was five. Yeah.
Do you remember the name of any of the people who helped you get settled?
No, I wouldn't know.
Where did you live in Beaverton?
Where Broadway is now, and Alger Street. And there was no paved streets, nothing. Just a mud hole.
Was it very different from what you had experienced in Indiana?
Oh yes, it was different. Rain all the time. I didn't like that, but then we
put it. How did your parents adapt to Beaverton?
They did. They had to, I guess.
What did they raise in the greenhouses?
They raised lettuce in the winter time and cucumbers in the summer. And they, my dad had a covered wagon, and he'd haul them to Portland from Beaverton.
Did you ever go with him on those trips to Portland?
No.
Who went along with him?
Nobody.
Oh.
Just himself.
Did he talk about the trip?
Well, he went quite often, about once a week, and so.
Were they long trips?
From Beaverton to Portland? Yes, they were. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when he left? And
yeah.
Was it night or in the middle of the night? Or
well, he went down to the, was it night when he left? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he ever talk about the markets?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I talked about them. See, that was in 1910, about around there, 1910. And the greenhouses were already built. But
how many children were in the family at that time, in your family?
There were six of us in all, three girls and three boys.
Mm-hmm.
There was two born here. And, there was a... there's another boy, Mike. Mike Walter. He's passed away too. He was just 3 months old when we came from back east.
I see. So there were actually four children when you came here. And
yeah.
The other two boys were born here.
Yeah.
And what were their names?
John. John. Hmm. No, there were no two boys. Were they? Oh, one John passed away.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Yeah.
Now, tell me about your father. How much schooling had he had?
Well, I don't think in Germany they had very much schooling.
Mm-hmm.
My mother couldn't talk, couldn't write English or read English until the later years she learned it. But my father was pretty well, because he'd been around, you see. But otherwise...
What was his first name?
Michael.
Michael Welter. Mm-hmm. And so he did he farm outside as well as the greenhouses? Did he have?
No.
He just?
No, we didn't. He didn't. He never liked farming. Mm-hmm. That's why we left Indiana. So
this was the kind of work that he did all of the time, the greenhouse work.
Yeah, yeah.
And did it provide your family with comfortable living?
Yeah, made it pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Did you have your own home?
Yes. We built a new home. When we first come, we had we bought the property from an old man, Italian. I don't know what his name was, but we came in the house was a straight boards up and down, but we didn't live in there very long. Then we built a new house. And some old fella that my dad got acquainted with, he was a carpenter. And we built a new house, but he didn't build the greenhouses. I don't know who built the greenhouse. He couldn't do that.
So you built a new house. And the house was, you said, on Broadway in Alger.
Well, where Broadway is now, it was way down on Alger, mm-hmm. Yeah. But that wasn't the name of the street now, but that's what the name is now.
Mm-hmm. What was
There was no name on the streets already, no.
How did people know where you lived?
Well, there wasn't too many. So
but they did know the greenhouse.
Yeah.
Was the street Alger named for someone?
I don't know.
Now, did you know your grandparents at all?
No.
They never came?
No, they never came.
Now tell me about your mother. What was her family name?
Jennet. Jennett.
And she also was from Luxembourg.
Yeah.
They had met in Luxembourg and married there.
No. They met in Chicago.
Oh, I see.
They were married in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. What type of a childhood did your mother have? Did she talk about it?
No, not particular.
The aunt and uncle that you came west with, was that her sister?
Yeah.
And did they continue to live in Oregon City?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They built greenhouses too.
Did you spend much time with these relatives?
Well, yes, we did. As much as we could. It's quite a ways to go.
How did you travel when you visited them?
Well, we went on the train to Oregon City.
Mm-hmm. What train did you take?
I don't remember now.
Was it the red train or?
Well, later on it was, but otherwise it was the regular Southern Pacific.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Later on the red train came.
What type of work did your mother do?
Well, I don't think she done anything outside of housework. Kept up the family and.
Was she a good cook?
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Baked bread.
And did she make your clothes or?
No, she didn't sew. But she knit stockings. She knit our stockings. Long black stockings.
And let's see, you were the oldest in the family.
Yeah.
All right, tell me about your brothers and sisters. I want to know, you know, what they did and what.
Well, my oldest brother, my dad purchased a farm out at toward Tiger Way. And my brother went on that after he was married.
Now, what was his name, the oldest brother?
Matt.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he put him on the farm out there. And there was land to clear. And they cleared the land, and he got blowed up with a stump and killed.
Oh, dear.
That was a big tragedy in our family.
Oh, he must have been very young.
Yeah. So, that was that.
And your sister then married someone in Beaverton?
Yeah, Holbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Holbrook.
And has she always lived in Beaverton?
No, they lived in Eastern Oregon when they were first married.
Mm-hmm.
But later on they came back to Beaverton.
And your other brothers?
John was a barber. He never married. He went to barber school, and he had a barber shop in Portland. He went back and forth every day. And so
And was there another sister?
Yes, mm-hmm. Catherine. Mm-hmm. She lives in Salem now. She's the youngest one in the family.
Mm-hmm. So, actually, in the family, there's still Catherine,
Ann, and I.
Mm-hmm. All the girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of activities did you do together as a family?
Well, we went to school, and we couldn't talk English when we started school.
What did you talk?
Luxembourg.
Ooh.
We had an awful time. And we finally got to go to school at St. Mary's of the Valley. And
now, the St. Cecilia School was not...
No. There was no church in Beaverton. We went to church at St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
And
how old were you when you started school then, St. Mary's?
Well, I guess my sister and I were around 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
We finished grade school at St. Mary's.
And then did you go on to the high school?
There is no high school.
I see. So how far did you get in school then? Was it through the 8th grade?
Yeah.
Did you have some favorite teachers at St. Mary's?
Oh, yes.
Who were they?
Sister Vincent. Sister Agnes.
Why were they favorite teachers?
Well, I don't know. They were, in fact, Sister Agnes was, when they built the other house, she was at the Institute. But Sister Vincent, she never taught, but we liked her.
Mm-hmm. How did you get to school every day?
My sister and I and my brother. There was a boys' school, orphanage. My brother went to the orphanage, and my sister and I went. And we had a cart and a horse, and my brother drove the cart. And then later on, when my brother, he didn't finish school. And he had to work. And so later on, my sister and I rode two Shetland ponies to St. Mary's to school.
How far was it from your house?
Well, from Beaverton to St. Mary's. And then later on, after we got it, we decided to walk. We walked up the railroad track, Southern Pacific. So.
And St. Mary's was where it is now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no, this St. Mary's was across where Tamara Ford is now.
Oh, I see.
And then later on, I don't know when they built the new institute.
Mm-hmm. Well, where did you go to school? Which one? Where
Tamara
Ford.
Where
Tamara Ford is
but
now.
that was all there was, a St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm. And then was the priest's house where the store is now, where the dark horse is. The school was where Damro Ford is, and then
yeah.
There was a house right next to it. The house is now a store, a shop.
Oh, well, that's Kmart.
No. This is where Damro, in Beaverton, Damro
yeah.
Ford.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Beaverton, the Damro Ford there.
No. Over at St. Mary's.
Oh, there's a Damro Ford at St. Mary's?
No, it's General Motors.
General Motors.
Yeah,
That's where.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Damro Ford in Beaverton is where St. Cecilia's was.
Yeah, that's where St. Cecilia's was.
Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted. So it's where General Motors was where St. Mary's
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Before this one was built.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, now I understand. So that is really quite a distance.
Yeah. So, then after we got through eighth grade, I decided I wanted to be a nurse.
Mm.
So I went in training. I went in training at St. Vincent's. In 19, I graduated, it was 3 years, and I graduated in 1901.
Mm.
Now, when World War I ended.
Well, that must have been 1918?
18, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you graduated from nurse's training.
No, I graduated from nurse's training in 1918.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And where did you nurse?
Where did I what?
Where did you work?
I worked for a while at the Milwaukee TB Sanitarium. I did a little private nursing. Then I decided I wanted to go to Hawaii. I took off for Hawaii. and I stayed there 3 years. And I worked over there, and I came back.
Where did you work in Hawaii?
Euroair.
Oh, that's right.
1928-29. I came back in 30.
What was it, at a hospital?
Oh yes, mm-hmm. Hawaii was quite a big place mm-hmm. at that time. Mm-hmm. I worked at plantation hospitals and in the main hospital.
Well, that must have been quite an adventure for you at the time.
Yeah.
How did your parents adjust to the fact that you were going to someplace like Hawaii?
Well, they said if you want to go, that's okay. My dad had given up the greenhouses then, and we moved to a big white house on 3rd and I think it was 3rd or 4th in Lombard. Mm-hmm. He bought a house there.
So your father retired? Is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, in fact, we had the first Buick in Beaverton.
Oh! Oh, that must have been a big thing.
My brother drove it, and it was a gray Buick with a top down. You could put the top down.
Oh, my. So your father must have done very well then.
Well, he made the money, really, but...
Is that house still standing, where the big white house?
Yeah.
And it's a 3rd and...
I think it was 3rd and Lombard, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have to look for it. So your father had made his money really in
yeah.
the greenhouse business?
Yeah.
Did he invest in real estate at all? Did he buy property?
Not any more than the house and... the farm out at Shoals, that was.
Mm-hmm. Did he sell the farm out in Shoals after your
yeah.
brother was?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell me about. So you came back in 1930.
Yeah.
Here, and then what did you do?
I got married.
How did you meet your husband?
Oh, I knew him. Years before. Mm-hmm.
And who did he live in Beaverton?
Yeah.
Well,
they lived at Coatema. Coatema, you know where Aloha is?
Mm-hmm.
North of Aloha.
It's called Coatema?
There's a little store there
mm-hmm.
called a little town called Coatema. That was where the Arkin Electric stopped.
Oh, I see. And what was his name?
Frank O'Mara.
And had you known him from school, or how had you met him?
The what?
How had you met him?
Oh, I met him years ago. I knew his family before I... In fact, we went to church in Beaverton together.
What church did you attend?
St. Cecilia's,
mm-hmm.
where Damaro Ford is now.
Mm-hmm. And was he the same age as you?
No, he was a little older, mm-hmm. but not much. And his folks lived at Coatema, and they had a farm. But I knew the family years ago.
That the O'Meara family were farmers.
Yeah.
And what did they raise?
Well, just grain, mostly.
This is a continuation of an interview with Mary Welter O'Meara for the Beaverton Oral History Project by Shirley Tanzer. The date is October 28, 1982. This is Tape 1, Side 2.
October 15, 1932.
You're married in 1932. Mm-hmm. And your daughter was born...
January the 16th. Oh, wait a minute, I got that down here someplace too. Mm-hmm. January 16, 1934.
She's born in 1934, I see. So she's not quite 50 yet.
No. No.
And she'll hit you for saying that she is.
Yeah.
You said that you had continued to live in Ketama, is that it?
Ketama.
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 Q-U.
It must be I-T. Ketama.
Ketama.
Yeah. You'd continue to live there, and you had work in the house. Now, what were some of the activities that you had?
Well, she went to school at St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband worked at Mount Calvary Cemetery at that time, and he'd go to pick her up, drop her off, school.
Mm-hmm.
And
you were at home?
I was at home, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have some particular interests or organizations that you belonged to?
Oh, yes. I belonged to the church guild and mm-hmm. things like that. So...
And did you still lived in Ketama, though? Did you ever move back into Beaverton?
Yes, I later on, I can't remember just what day what year that was, but we moved to Beaverton.
Mm-hmm.
We sold the place and moved to Beaverton. And on 6th and Main, my sister lived in the house, and we bought the house from her.
Oh, and where did she move?
She moved an apartment.
I see.
Her husband had passed away several years ago. And
now, was this after the war, or was this before World War II?
Well, my husband was in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was after the war.
Yeah. No, I mean after World War II, when you moved back into Beaverton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that would have been in the 40s.
Then. Yes.
So you lived in Ketama then all during the 30s.
Yes.
What was life like during the Depression?
Well, we made it.
How did you manage to make it?
Well, my husband worked, and we got along all right.
What did he do at Mount Calvary Cemetery?
In fact, he helped with the graves.
Hmm, I see.
He was only 72 when he died.
I see. What, and what year was that?
62.
In 1962. And you were living in Beaverton at that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you continue to live in the house then, in Beaverton?
Yes. Then my daughter got married. She still went to school at St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. In fact, I took her and two other girls every day. I took them to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I when did we leave? Well, she got married. Right, we had his hair. She got married in January. No.
Oh, that's all right. That don't be concerned about
no,
the date.
No.
After she was married, did she move to Salem?
To Salem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you continued to live in Beaverton.
Yeah. I continued to live in Beaverton. Then I finally sold the house, and I moved into an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in that apartment until. No, I went with her.
Mm-hmm.
I was up with them for a year. And then I, gosh, that seems like a long time ago. Then I lived on Second Street in Beaverton,
mm-hmm.
in those apartments. On the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived there until I came here. I lived in those apartments for, I think it was 17 years.
Mm.
Then I came up here. So. But I'd be here 3 years in May.
Let's go back to Beaverton when you were a girl, because I'd like to find out what you did in the city of Beaverton for excitement.
There wasn't much excitement.
Well, what could you do? Did you go to dances?
Yes, we went to dances.
And
drugstore is now, that was the dance hall upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we did go to dances there. And they had different doings around Beaverton. And
what were some of the doings?
Well, school things and church things and church dinners.
Mm-hmm.
St. Cecilia's had wonderful steak dinners. So.
Were these just for the, were they to raise money or?
Yeah, to raise money.
Mm-hmm. And were you active as a young child in St. Cecilia's too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What type of groups were there that were related to the church? Young people's groups.
Yeah, young people.
What were they, though?
Well, they're all gone now, I think, most of them.
Did they have a name? Did they have names? Or?
Oh, yeah, they had names, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
We had dances and things like that.
How often did you
we give plays too.
Oh, tell me about the plays.
Yeah, we had a play. But they didn't go over very good. But it brought in money for the church and so on. And
do you remember the names of the plays?
No, I wouldn't remember now.
Did you take part in the plays?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How about going into Portland? Did you go into Portland?
Yeah, we had the red train, the red car, and we went in Portland quite often shopping.
Mm-hmm. Where did you shop?
Meyer and Frank's.
What did you shop for?
Lippmann's. Lippmann's was a big place too.
Mm-hmm. What did you shop for?
Clothes. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't find that in Beaverton?
No.
What kind of stores were there in Beaverton at that time?
Well, there was a drugstore.
No, was that Dean?
No, and a confectionery. Mm-hmm. And well, there was sort of I don't know, there was a lot of little shops around, but there wasn't much of a store in Beaverton. Mm-hmm.
Did your mother go into the city very often, into Portland?
Yes, we went quite often.
Would you say that was once a week or twice a week?
No, about once a week. Mm-hmm. Later on, my sister Catherine, she went back and forth every day. She worked in town. She worked at, I don't know what store it was now, but she worked at a store. Mm-hmm.
Who were some of your friends as you were growing up, Mrs. O'Mara?
Well, the Davis girls, they're both gone now. And some of the others, they're all passed away. And Dina went to school at St. Mary's with us.
So did Agnes Kennedy.
Yeah, Agnes Kennedy too.
do you remember their weddings and
Well, no, I don't remember their weddings really. See, I was in training for 3 years, and I was away from Beaverton.
That's right, you.
And then afterwards, I went to Hawaii.
Well, that's very interesting, because that must have been considered very adventuresome for a young woman to do that.
Yeah.
And your parents did not object?
No, they didn't seem to.
What was Hawaii like at that time?
It was wonderful, I thought. Of course, it's all together. I've never been back since. My daughter and I were going, but we never got there.
Oh.
She says we're still going, but I don't know.
Oh, you should, because I know it has probably changed so much.
Yeah, oh, yes, it has.
But you like the nice weather?
Yeah. Yeah, it was very lovely.
And so you've never gone back to nursing at all since?
And then what?
You've never gone back to nursing?
No.
Since 1930. Mm-hmm. Did you ever want to think about going back?
No.
you really didn't want to continue nursing?
No, I really didn't. but some people said, I don't know why you don't go back to nursing, but I had enough to do.
And your enough to do was your family and your church activities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you belong to any other organizations in Beaverton aside from the church?
We belonged to World War I Auxiliary. Mm-hmm. I still belong. Mm-hmm. And I did belong to VFW, but it's too far to go in there, so I haven't gone in there.
The VFW?
Portland.
The Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Yeah.
That's, mm-hmm.
So.
Do you belong to the Senior Center now?
Yeah.
What do you think about the way that Beaverton has changed?
Well, I think it's it's remarkable, really. Mm-hmm. To what it was. People that haven't been here don't know anything about it.
Well, that's the reason for this history, is young people.
There was what they call a corduroy road to Portland. Mm-hmm. Bumpity bump and a bump. And Beaverton was just a mud hole. It was terrible. So,
and yet the trains would come in and people would get off the trains and they'd stay for a while.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Ku Klux Klan when it was here in Beaverton?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I heard something about it, but I don't remember too much.
Did your father ever or your husband ever discuss it?
No.
Because they were very anti-Catholic.
Yeah.
And they did close down, St. Cecilia School was closed once because of it. But that would have been after your time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the St. Cecilia School moved down to 5th and Franklin, mm-hmm. the new church.
Mm-hmm. But this is when they were still where Damaro Ford is.
Yeah.
That they were closed. Did you feel any anti-Catholic feelings when you lived in Beaverton?
Well, some of them I did, but we never paid too much attention to them.
Mm-hmm. How were those feelings shown? Did people call you names?
No, not particular.
Mm-hmm. But did you feel it to the shopkeepers or...
Well, I don't know. We got along all right with them.
Mm-hmm. When did your parents die?
I haven't got that down in the book.
Well, it was after you were married.
Oh, yeah. No. My mother died just after I came back from Hawaii. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I took her to the hospital. And she had a bleeding ulcer. And we just got there. And there was nothing they could do. My father died in 1984. He lived quite a few years longer. In fact, he married again.
Oh, he did.
And
did he continue to live in the same house?
Yeah.
Who did he marry?
Some woman from Chicago.
Oh, I see.
But he had never known her before.
Not a Beaverton
lady. We didn't know her, no.
Not a Beaverton lady. Did your family get together for big occasions like Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yeah.
With your aunt and uncle in Oregon City?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me what happened to that family. Do you still have cousins?
Oh, yes. They had 8 children. And the boys are still running the greenhouses.
There are still greenhouses? Are they still Sears greenhouses?
Yeah.
Where are they in Oregon City?
Oregon City.
But they're still there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, the youngest boy, he married, and the others are all someplace else, I wouldn't know.
But the youngest boy is still running the greenhouse?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice. Whatever happened to your father's greenhouses? Were they torn down?
Yeah, they tore them down. But I don't know what year that was.
There were a number of men who were in that, in the greenhouse business, like Dina's father also, Mr. Glasson.
Yeah.
Was your father friendly with all of those men?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember them getting together and...
Yes, they'd have Sunday picnics all around the homes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What were those like, the picnics?
Well, they all had beer.
Oh!
And a lot of food. Everybody brought food. They all got together. That was during the summer, not during the winter time.
Well, what did the families do during the winter?
Well, there wasn't much to do. We when we left home, we didn't care. So,
we were there quilting bees and things of this sort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was your mother or father active at all politically in government?
No, not too much. And no.
But were they at all? Was your father interested in politics?
Oh, yes, in Beaverton, as far as it went.
Was he a Republican or a Democrat?
Democrat.
Oh. Well, there were a few of them. There weren't a great many. But when the greenhouse men, who were mostly German, got together, did they talk about the old country? And
oh, yes. They were mostly Germans,
mm-hmm.
All Germans.
And Swiss German.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of your father's other friends? Do you?
Well, he was friendly with everybody, as far as that goes.
What do you think were the most important events in your life?
Well, of course, when I went in training, I thought that was wonderful. When I got married, I thought that was wonderful. When I had a daughter, that was wonderful. So.
And now you have grandchildren.
Yes, I have 3 adopted grandchildren.
Oh, very.
There's John. He's 20 in the Navy. And there's the 2 girls.
Oh, very nice. How old are they?
13 and 14.
Oh, very nice. And they're all in Salem except John, who's...
Yeah.
Where is he stationed?
Windy Island.
Oh.
He was back in Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
The past year.
Now he's close by.
Now he come back here to, so he's closer to home.
Oh, that's.
He's a nice boy.
That's very nice. He's 20?
20. Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you say were the major events in your life in Beaverton?
I don't know really. I don't really remember. Of course, when I went in training, I thought that was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the changes in Beaverton that you see, do you like them or?
Yes, I think they're very nice. Mm-hmm. The new streets and sidewalks and everything.
It's nice to have sidewalks downtown.
Yeah.
Do you still shop in Beaverton? And you
yes, think? Once in a while. Mm-hmm. We shop up here at Kiehl's for groceries most of the time.
I see. Do you remember Dr. Robison?
Yes, I do.
And Dr. C.E. Mason?
Yes.
Were they your doctors?
Yes, both of them were.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Dr. Robinson. I shouldn't say this, I guess.
Oh, sure, you can say anything you want.
I had a ruptured appendix. That's... Oh, dear, I don't know what year that was. I should have made a note of all this years ago.
It doesn't matter what year.
And he came to the house. He was a little old. He was an old man. And he came to the house, and I had appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
And it had ruptured. And he had... My mother put a hot water bag on it. And then, when he decided it was appendicitis, he wanted to operate on me on the dining room table at home.
So what happened?
Well, my dad said no. There were no cars, no ambulance or nothing. My dad took me in the covered wagon to St. Vincent's. I was operated on sometime during the night.
Mm.
But I pulled through.
Well, Dr. Robinson must have been very old then.
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness your father wouldn't let him do that.
My mother wouldn't listen to it at all.
Mrs. O'Meara, will you describe the greenhouses for me, the Welter greenhouses?
Well, they were first four built, and then he built one later. I don't remember the year. But, like I said, they raised cucumbers in the summer and lettuce in the winter.
Did you help in the greenhouses?
Yes, in the summertime, my sister and I, and my brother, we watered, had to water every day, the cucumbers. And one thing, my mother had some very nice flowers and plants. She was always interested in that. And so,
do you remember how much the lettuce and the cucumbers sold for at that time?
No, I wasn't remember that.
Did you use the produce at home, the lettuce and the cucumbers at home?
Yeah, yeah.
Did your mother make pickles?
Oh, yes.
Did she make sauerkraut, too?
Yes, they made sauerkraut.
Did you help your mother at all in the kitchen?
Oh, yes. My sister and I helped quite a bit.
What was your favorite?
Kind of what?
What was your favorite thing to cook?
Well, she always arranged it. She made wonderful bread, homemade bread. Then when we got older, we started making cakes. Before 1900, I'm sure, because here we were. All three of us were born in Evanston, Illinois.
Now, who were the three? What were their names?
This is Ann. She lives in Beaverton. And this is me, Mary, and this is Matt.
Now, the family name was Welter.
Mm-hmm.
Welter. And what is Ann's name?
Hoboke.
Hoboke. And she lives in Beaverton now?
Yeah, on Fifth Street.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And Matt?
He's passed away. And I had three other brothers, and they're all passed away.
So were they born after this picture was taken?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were born here.
Yeah. Now this picture is marked about 1898.
Yeah.
And how old were you then?
Well, we didn't go to school, so.
What year were you born?
1893. I just had a birthday. Sunday.
You did. Well, happy birthday to you, a bit belated.
I went to Salem. My daughter came and got me. And we had a nice time, but it was heck on my foot.
What?
I got the gout.
Oh, you want to put your foot up?
No, not necessarily.
Oh.
It gets awfully hot and swells.
Mmm.
I never had the gout, and I never knew anybody that had the gout. But this is 6 weeks of this for me. Mm. I'm taking pills, but...
But it doesn't have to be elevated?
You don't have
to keep it up?
No, not necessarily. But you're supposed to keep off it as much as possible. I don't go anywhere else, but